Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Friday, September 19th. A new California law requires health insurers to cover COVID-19 vaccines. More on that next, but first, the headlines. Wednesday night, the Encinitas City Council rescinded its emergency response to an immigration arrest and then reinstated most of it in a new vote. The emergency action was taken last month after an arrest by ICE agents near a school. The council held an emergency meeting that day and voted unanimously to take several actions. But days later, resident Garvin Walsh wrote to the council saying the August vote violated the state's open meeting law.
So you can cultivate the fiction that this is appropriate for you to have done to begin with, but it's a fiction, and I'm going to interpret a decision to rescind tonight as an acknowledgement that my position is correct.
The city attorney says the emergency meeting did not violate the Brown Act, but told the council rescission was the most fiscally responsible action to avoid a lawsuit. After approving the rescission, the council then took a vote on the emergency actions, approving a Know Your Rights campaign and possibly joining other cities in a lawsuit challenging the legality of ICE's actions. Crews broke ground this week on an apartment complex in Pacific Beach. It's called the Rose Creek Village, as it's next to the Rose Creek walking and biking trail. It'll have 59 studio apartments reserved for low-income households. 18 of the units will be set aside for veterans. Developers of the project were awarded a $4 million loan from the city through its Bridge to Home program and $2 million from the county's Housing Commission. Rose Creek Village is intended to remain affordable for 55 years for households with incomes up to 60% of San Diego's median income. The San Diego Unified School District also broke ground on a project of their own this week. A new STEM lab with an emphasis on climate studies is being built at Millennial Tech Middle School in Choyas View. It will be called the Climate Action Design Lab and will feature two lab rooms, an outdoor atrium, and support space. This will be the first climate action lab in the district, with funding coming from local bond funds approved by voters. As part of the project, they are also building a student services facility, a gym, a multi-purpose building, and more. Construction is expected to be completed by late 2027. And hey, who knows, maybe we could see an episode of Weather Hunters in collab with some Choyas View middle schoolers. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting the new 2025 Camry with refined design and performance. Visit your local Toyota dealer to learn more about all the features the new 2025 Camry offers. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
A new California law requires health insurers to cover COVID-19 vaccines recommended under state guidance. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says while state leaders are overruling federal vaccine recommendations, questions remain about who will be left unprotected.
New state health recommendations say anyone 6 months and older who wants a COVID-19 vaccine should be able to get one. Pregnant women are urged to get COVID, flu, and RSV shots. Dr. Pia Panaraj is an infectious disease specialist at UC San Diego.
Their decision is based on understanding the evidence and listening to the experts.
Governor Gavin Newsom also signed AB 144, letting California rely on independent medical groups instead of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and its Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices for vaccine recommendations. But Panaraj says she's wondering which guidance federal programs will follow in the state.
the people at highest risk are those without private insurance. So those that are dependent on, at least children who are dependent on the Vaccines for Children program, which cover about 50% of our children.
She says vaccine guidance from the CDC's advisory panel meeting this week may create more confusion. Her advice? Listen to your doctor. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
Dozens of protesters rallied outside the Edward J. Swartz Federal Courthouse in downtown yesterday morning. They were demanding that both ICE and the Border Patrol get out of San Diego. Elected leaders were joined by union members and civil rights advocacy groups like the American Friends Service Committee. Pedro Rios is director of that group in San Diego and says protests like this are important.
For people that are living in fear, it's important for them to hear and to see that people are willing to stick their necks out during a political climate that's extremely dangerous for people to do so.
Protest organizers say they're going to gather in the same place every Thursday morning to press their demands. September is National Preparedness Month. Is your home ready in the case of a wildfire? Maya Trabulsi traveled to a home in Jamul undergoing a wildfire prevention inspection to make sure it's ready in case of a disaster.
The fire had started over on the other side of here and ran down that canyon across the top of that and down through.
San Diego County Fire Battalion Chief Cal Hendry has defended these Jamul homes for years. He says he feels despair when he sees homes without defensible space clearing.
If it didn't give the house a chance by giving a defensible space clearing, it's going to be an uphill battle.
And he means that literally, as fire can travel up a hill just as quickly as water flows down, which is why hardening a home against fire is a priority in the CAL FIRE San Diego County Fire Defensible Space Program.
We're not allowing anything combustible, any wood, plastic, whatever, within 5 feet of any of the perimeter of the home or deck has to be cleared down to very minimal soil or hardscape with rock or something like that.
Homeowners Teresa and Darren Greenhall are taking it a zone further. Their house is especially vulnerable as it is flanked by open space.
State-owned Hollenbeck Ranch Preserve. So there's a tremendous amount of wildfire danger in this particular part of Jamul.
So now we're having to redo things and rethink things because we're trying to be in compliance with that new 0 to 5 foot zone.
They're clearing their home in compliance with ember-resistant Zone Zero, which prohibits items like furniture, debris, or fencing within 5 feet of a structure. But even a newly built fire-safe home like theirs needs work. Today, the Greenhalls are getting a CAL FIRE inspection of their property.
Work is never done. I am sure that there are going to be things that she's going to put on the list that I'm going to have to add to my list.
All right. So let's take a walk around, and that way we can point out any violations that you have.
CAL FIRE Forest Technician Brandy McLaughlin inspects homes in San Diego County for the Defensible Space Program.
So what we're looking for, and is especially in San Diego, is we have our first zone, which is Zone 1, and it's that first 50 feet of clearance, and that's what we're going to look at first, along with the extension of Zone 2, which is your 50 to 100 foot zone. Over here, everything looks great. You have separation between some of your plants. Everything is not bundled together. You have great separation. Working in these areas since 2000, I've seen most of this hillside burn, and then the vegetation comes back, and then it'll burn again, and it'll come back. And so that's why we need that defensible space, because no matter what, fire will always come back. You also have your eaves. They're all enclosed, which is great. You have for your outer, your log type wood. It's not going to be something that catches on fire easily.
Just as an ember finds the weak points of a home, her job is to do the same. She says vent holes are the easy way in.
I have all of this space, and so I'm going to be okay. And that's what we hope. That's why we want that 100-foot defensible space. However, sometimes erratic winds, a lot of embers will fly, and they'll get into these teeny little crevices. And then that's where that fire starts. So just imagine those embers that crawl across the ground and they get into those vents. So that's why we need to have the grate to where it's 1/8. Even the plastic, I'd remove the plastic from being even that close to the house.
Greenhall says he made improvements even before this inspection. Things he's already checked off the list include installing double-paned windows with tempered glass, metal vents, gutters, and downspouts.
Although you still have some bushes, but they're separated, and we don't have the continuous vegetation to make that continuous line of fire, so that's great. Your slope is really well maintained. You do have one dead bush that we do need to get rid of, that particular one right there. Other than that, your distance is good, again, on getting that 100 feet. So when it comes to propane tanks, we want to have that bare mineral soil cleared 10 feet this way, that way, this way. Anything that's hanging over, be it the trees, those have got to be limbed up and removed also. So a lot of your propane tank is relatively clear. However, you do have enough of the duff that we need to get rid of that.
The Green Halls also added reflective bot dots to their driveway to make it easy to find their way out in smoky or dark conditions, as well as for fire crews to make their way in and spot the two hydrants on the property.
I love this piece of property. And so I feel like I'm capable of doing enough preventative things to keep it safe.
And hardening your home for yourself, your neighbors, and firefighters is the first line of defense. Maya Tribulsi, KPBS News.
The deadline to enroll in San Diego's new trash and recycling service is coming soon. The city says it's sending new mailers to remind residents to choose the size of their trash cans before September 30th. Jeremy Bauer is the assistant director of the city's Environmental Services Department. He says most eligible residents haven't signed up yet.
Around 64,000 customers have signed up in the portal to select their containers. It's almost a third of the way. We are seeing an acceleration.
Bauer says the new trash fee will show up on property tax bills this year. The 95-gallon container most residents have now is the largest choice and costs about $44 a month. Smaller options are cheaper. Bauer says if people don't enroll, they'll automatically be given the 95-gallon can. The city's new trash and recycling bins will be delivered starting October 6th. PhilAm CreatorCon had its inaugural convention last year. Its goal was to celebrate, support, and empower San Diego's Filipino-American creative community. Arts reporter Beth Accomando says this year's event will be twice the size.
As soon as Aaron Nabuse kicked off PhilAm CreatorCon last year, attendees were already telling him he needed a bigger space.
We heard you, and we are at the Chula Vista Library this time around on F Street. This year, we are going to be able to have twice as many exhibitors, so from 18 last year to 40 this year.
Programming has also doubled, growing from 8 to at least 16 panels. Artist Arthur N. Ebwin will be both an exhibitor and panelist.
I'm actually doing a panel with a buddy of mine, Patrick Ballesteros. We'll be sharing some interactive drawing with the audience. It's purely to empower the younger generation, and if we could not just empower the young generation, but also show their respective parents that it's totally practical and it's attainable and it's not a pipe dream, then it could only open up their horizons just a little more. And if we could do that through showing two successful artists on stage, we'll be glad to do that for sure.
PhilAm CreatorCon runs Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Chula Vista Library. It's a wonderful opportunity for anyone to celebrate and support talented Filipino-American creators here in San Diego. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
And a few weekend event ideas from me that also might fall on a Saturday. For the Foodies, Restaurant Week 2025 has already gotten kicked off, but in case you haven't been able to grab a bite to eat at a new place, you have until this Sunday. This year, there are over 100 participating restaurants across the county, from Oceanside down to Chula Vista. Featuring an exclusive prefix menu, reservations are highly suggested. For the beach and music lovers, there's Surf Art, exploring California's coastal culture. It launched yesterday and runs through February 1st. It's a dual exhibit at the California Surf Museum and the Oceanside Museum of Art. The exhibit explores the influence of surfing on the artists and features artwork inspired by the beach and coastal lifestyle. For the kiddos and parents, there is also the Hot Wheels Monster Truck live show, Glowin' Fire. Happening at Pechanga Arena on Saturday and Sunday, the show celebrates the 50th birthday of Bigfoot, the original monster truck, yeah. That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is edited by Brooke Ruth. It's hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and subscribing and supporting public media. Have a great weekend.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting jazz musicians Nate Smith and Keon Harold, celebrating the birthday of John Coltrane, September 23rd at the Epstein Family Amphitheater. Tickets at artpower.ucsd.edu.